Here we are again, our loyal soldier. Still resisting, aren't you? You have not given us anything over the past weeks. That is impressive. Your training is something we should look into, because we'd like our soldiers to be just like you, with such resilience. You have gone through such pain, to the point that you've been knocked out, but you still resist. So, that made us reevaluate our methods, and maybe we have done it all wrong. See, you are trained to resist this pain. But what about pleasure? I could see in your eyes that the word pleasure really surprises you. We all know how lonely it can get when you're on long missions, especially with so much to hide. Among us, there is no shame to visit a woman of pleasure, but when we looked you up, we found something very interesting. Tracing back a structured deposit you have made, we found quite an extraordinary woman, a domina. We have paid her a little visit, and with some stimulation, client's privacy was no longer a problem. She was very helpful. You might have noticed today that I tied you a bit different to the chair, but it surely felt familiar, didn't it? What about this? Does this feel familiar? Rubbing over your pants is such a tease. You would think the fabric would protect you like a vest protects you against bullets, but the warm, sensual movements of my hands just goes right through. What's the matter? She told us this is just the way you like it. Well, actually, a bit faster. Like this. Stop resisting. That will only make me rub it faster. Okay. As you wish, soldier. Or should I say, slave? Oh my, you are already close, aren't you? Better stop for a moment. Oh, do you want me to continue? Well, you know we can come to a deal. One that is satisfactory for us both. You're not enjoying it? Well, we do not need a lie detector to see that is not true. It seems that your cock wants to say something. Let us let it out, shall we? What did you say, throbbing cock? I should edge you again, and eventually the information will drip out. Let us try that. A nice medium pace is all that is needed to get you close, huh? It must have been so long ago you have had sex, so I understand why it is so sensitive. You say that edging will never break you? Your mistress has told us otherwise. She has told us how you always go for the tease and denial treatment, but at the end of the session, you always want to come. She has told us that you can get very demanding if you get too aroused, and that she often gives you the orgasm because she fears the consequences. She described you as maddened by arousal to an extent she has never seen before. So what happens if we do not give it to you? If that orgasm just never comes? Let me edge you once more to give you a better idea of it. Let me tightly grip that shaft and look you in the eye. Give us the information, and I will even let you come all over me. Just like you, I only have a few boundaries when it comes to serving my organization. I even put on an extra tight shirt today and left some buttons open so you can look at my cleavage while I slowly start stroking you again. There we go. Oh yes, to that edge. And let me hold you there for a moment. Back to my eyes. Poor you. I can feel this is really getting to you. After everything we did to you, all that was needed was to focus on a different head. I can tell by the pre-cum that is oozing out that you have not come for quite a while. How unfortunate. Ready to give that information yet? Okay. Well, your cock is still saluting me. Let us really make it sing, shall we? Lucky for you, I love giving oral. Let me flick that tongue up and down for a bit and focus on that frenulum. That pre-cum is such a good indication of how I'm getting to you. I was skeptical at first, but seeing how easy this makes you ooze desperation really gets me excited. Let me take it in my mouth now and get you to that edge again. Look at it bounce. You want to say something? Another edge. Soon we will lose count. Those balls look so blue. Let me fondle and squeeze them a little for you. Now, let me take a seat. Oh, I forgot my chair, but your lap seems free. I am not sitting comfortable yet. Just let me adjust a little. Did you just thrust because it was not comfortable for you as well? Or do you want something else? Your throbbing cock seems to be the problem. Let me grind it a little more to see if it gets more comfortable for the both of us. Oh my. Look at it throb. But I'm afraid I am still not comfortable enough. Let me just get rid of this skirt. Yes, I am wearing nothing underneath. I think my pussy is as wet as that cock of yours. If we only had a way to make that cock disappear. Oh wait. Let us just put it right here. Oh yes, this feels way more comfortable. Look me in the eyes and tell me how much you want me to start riding you. Beg me. Say that again? You want me to start riding you? Well, if you insist.
Oh, your cock feels so good. And I can just feel your pent-up energy going in and out of me. Oh.
Oh my, you were starting to enjoy it a little too much. We need a quick break. Just long enough to get going again. What did you just say? You want to come? Beg me. Tell me. I need to come. Repeat it. Hold back that orgasm and say it louder. Look at that cock, drenched in my pussy juice. I would lick it off for you, but I think it is just so much better when I leave it on there. You want me to lick it off? I am not sure you are in the position to demand things. You will tell me anything for that orgasm? Well, I really do want that information, but the thing is, I feel like this method is so effective that doing it for longer will make your recollection so much clearer. Oh, it has no use to beg me, slave. I am sure you will tell me everything. Oh my, are you thrusting the air? Your domina really did not exaggerate when she told me this would drive you mad. That orgasm is not going to happen, but I did change up the audio for your sleep deprivation a little, as a special gift for you. Tomorrow we will do it all over again.